numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hi, everyone, and thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers. I am starting a whole new round of information for you in the month of November, and know that I am going to explore every which way but loose information about the number 2, the number 11, the number 20, the number 29, 11, 2, because November is our 11th month in our calendar year, and even though numerology does not depend upon the calendar, especially in esoteric numerology, it is, you know, folks, it's just not connected to the calendar. And I got to tell you, straight up, there are two schools of thought as far as numerological calculations go. The first is that you determine the energy, the issue that you are with, experiencing from January to December. Okay, fine, but in esoteric numerology, soul numerology, it is about when the soul touched down into human experiences, and that starts at the month and day of your birthday, and it goes all the way around until your birthday of the next year. And so, therefore, know that the work that I do and the ancients work went from birthday month to birthday month. Our calendar, our Gregorian calendar, was developed somewhere in the Middle Ages when some pope who was running everything governmentally in the Roman Empire gave a monk a job and said, I want you to organize all of this calendar stuff so that I can keep the big comprehensive lands that we are governing, if we can keep them a little organized. And therefore know that that became the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, that the Western civilization uses, but the soul doesn't go by that. It says, I don't think so. You know, my energy kicks in on the month and the day that I was born and the year that I was born. If it's in July, if it's in August, if it's in November, that's when my energy began to really kick in. Now, there's a little caveat about that whole situation. I agree that those souls that were born in the early part of our calendar year, our Western calendar year, they kind of have a little bit of this and a little bit of that going on. The rule is 3 months prior to the month of your actual touchdown, your actual birth month, your new issues begin to percolate in your life like a little coffee pot. We won't have coffee until the actual month of your birthday, July, August, November, whatever. But 3 months prior to that, the new issues, the new trends, the new ideas, the new energies that are on its way begin to show themselves. And the closer you get to your birthday month, hello, it intensifies. So those folks that are born really early in the calendar month, like Elizabeth, I was born in April. If we use that rule and we back it up, March, February, January. In January of any given year, therefore, my issues are going to start to, hello, I'm on my way, pay attention, coffee pot's percolating, we don't have coffee till April, the month that I was born, I'm a fiery Aries. Thank you very much. I love that very much. But it is on its way. Those that have early birthdays in a calendar year, January or February or March or April, May, after that, you know, we kind of go into the other more esoteric time frame. They are absolutely crossing over between what is called the mundane numerology systems and the esoteric. Totally agree. Now that I have you thoroughly confused, know that this month, in the month of November, I will be talking to you about the number 2. November is our 11th month. It adds to the number 2. And over the course of all of our visits in the magical world of numbers, all throughout November, I'm going to be talking to you about 2 and number 20 and number 11 and number 29. And it has to do with karmic partnerships and soulmates and twin souls and intuitiveness and just all sorts of good stuff. And so know that our live show is on Wednesdays, and you are welcome to call in if you want to have a mini reading for the live show at 347-855-8628. After the break, if I have callers come in for little mini readings, I will chat with you then, and I'll give you my predictions then. But also know, and it's so exciting, I mean, I'm kind of a little blown away between you and I that on Saturdays and Sundays, my Wednesday live show replays on Blog Talk, and the response is huge. The archive people, huge, people who are listening for the archives. It is not a live show, my precious little beings. I cannot do readings for you on Saturday and Sunday. I cannot answer your phone. It is a replay of today's show. And more and more and more and more and more, it's so exciting. And my shows are found on my websites, 2 websites, either or, you pick it, it's fine with me. One website's the Magical World of Numbers. The other website is ElizabethSummers.com. And there is on the black bar, Elizabeth Shows, Elizabeth's Radio Shows. And there you'll be able to get a heads up as to everything that I'll be talking about each month. But also know that all the archives are there. And you can listen if you're highfalutin, because between you and I don't do this, iTunes. There, you can listen to my shows on iTunes. And I also have a YouTube channel, Elizabeth Summers, and all the shows are there. So I'm trying to just accommodate you every way that I can so that you have this information to empower you, to share with you, to give you insight so that you have an understanding of who you are. The numbers have no power. They are codes of information. They are situations. that absolutely empower you. And they're ancient codes. Not that I am ancient. But I have studied since 1988. Astrology, tarot, numerology, 5,000-year-old codes that I share with you to empower you. Contact me, ElizabethSummers.com, Magical World of Numbers, the two websites. I write for 12 magazines, my column, the Magical World of Numbers. Of course, I have my radio show. And you can also sign up for my newsletter. And so I'm sending out information all the time because I love my people. I am constantly talking to you, sharing with you. And you know, the really cool thing is that you are sharing back with me. I get the coolest emails. I get questions. I get emails. I have a blog that I write that people comment on. You know, it's just the coolest thing. This new age technical thingamabob that some of you must be really proficient at. And I am so blessed to have the most fabulous IT staff that is constantly educating me about this and that and the other thing and how it works. And we're doing, wait till I tell you some of the fabulous, fabulous new things that are on the drawing board for the work that I do. Wow. Enough of that. You want a reading? Call me. 347-855-8628. In about 25, 30 minutes, we'll open the lines. If there are folks there, fine. If not, you're going to hear my voice for the next 45 minutes. What can I say? We are talking about the number two as a very basic to start the month of November with. The number two in tarot cards. In the work that I do, I combine astrology, ancient numerological code interpretations, as well as tarot interpretations of the numbers. It gives you so much more depth, so much more definition, so much more understanding. The ancients, I told you before, they had nothing else to do except to be in silence, look at the stars, think about things, be in open communication with the spirit world. They didn't have radio and television and all the distractions. They had very clear communications, and they developed all of this work, which I use in my work. The high priestess is that. The number two is feminine energy. Last month I talked about the number one. That is very yang energy, very intellectual, very masculine, very mental, very, you know, let's get this show on the road, like a warrior vibration. The number two says, you know, I don't think so. It's a very gentle energy. It's a very feminine energy. It's an energy of sensitivity and intuitiveness. In tarot cards, the high priestess is about non-action. Totally opposite. And if you would be able to see, and I teach it, I show it in my workshops, that the numbers are like a zig and a zag. The number one is up. The number two is down. The number three is up. The number four is down. The number five, a little wild and crazy. The number six is about this. And this, it's an up and down, up and down, up and down. They simply counterbalance each other. And so the high priestess is about unconscious awareness. It's about your potential, but it has a sense of kind of mystery about it. It's like a little cloud that you hold in your hand. It's about you using your intuition, staying calm. Hello. Can we stay calm here, folks? It has a passive energy connected to it, a little come day, go day. It has the potential to be patient. Now, this is the basic number two, because as I in our future visits in the month of November talk about the number 11, the number 11-2, which adds to a 2, is very electric, and it's striving for all the things of the basic number 2. It has a wonderful intuitiveness that allows events to kind of proceed without intervention. It's about, okay, let's wait a little patiently. I always call it a turtle vibration. Years ago, I was teaching junior high school. And because I'm artistic and I sing in this and that, very theatrical, I was in charge of all the Christmas plays and all the graduations and this and that and the other thing. And there was, at Christmas, I wrote the Christmas play, which was, I included the prayer of the animals. And one of the prayers of the animals was the prayer of the turtle. I had done this for several years. I always included this part of the Christmas show. And this one year, there was this precious little baby boy in seventh grade that I was teaching at the time. And if anybody was a turtle, it was him. His speech was slow. His behavior was slow. He was a fine young man, but he was just as energetically slow. And I gave him the role of playing the turtle in the Christmas play of the animals, the prayer of the turtle. And his mother was so excited for him that I gave him a job and a role in this, that she made this huge, like, turtle shell for his back. And when he came on stage, his lines, his opening lines, with this shell on his back and his slow speech pattern, and he was very diminutive, maybe 4 feet, whatever, just a darling, precious being. And the prayer started, which I cannot remember the rest of the prayer, but it has helped me throughout my fiery life. He started to say, "A little patience, Lord, I am coming." And everyone knew that that was his prayer. It was his slow speech pattern. Those who knew him knew he was slow. He was patient. And it was the perfect prayer for him to be saying in the Christmas show. The number two is a turtle energy. Patience, Lord. I am coming. I will get there. It is an energy that says, I will take one step at a time. I will not be bombastic. I will not be the warrior, the stallion running across the plains of Kansas. But I will get there one step at a time. Years ago, when I was in my 30s, anyone who's in their 30s, it is, what can I say? It is the 30s. And when I was in my 30s and doing this and that and the other thing, blah, 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 I saw an article about an 82-year-old woman who migrated, walked from Florida to Boston. And the interviewer asked her, "How did you do that?" And she simply said, "I put one foot in front of the other." That is the number two put one foot in front of the other. It is that of patience. It is that of opening to the unknown. It is remembering about something that is important. It is an energy that knows that there is a higher power guiding you, if you will, because the number two is sensitive. It's feminine. It's intuitive. The number two is connected to the letters B as in boy, K as in kiss, T as in Thomas. If you have those letters in your birth name, you have the number two in your toolbox, in your birth name. It is an energy that says, in order for it to be balanced, in the month of November, talking about the number two, I'm going to talk about balance. Today, I'm going to talk about mother energy. There are two codes that are the mother energy, the number two and the number six. It is about intuitiveness. I will talk about partners, spirit guides, intuitive abilities. And it is about energies connected to power, setting your boundaries, saying the word no. You know how I am about all this. In a birth name, there should be one letter. Your birth name tells me your suitcase of past life memories that you are bringing into this particular incarnation. There should be one letter in a birth name in your suitcase that you're bringing in here that is connected to the number two. In order for it to be, okay, know how to do this. I know how to negotiate win-win situations. I know how to set boundaries. I know how to be in partnerships in a balanced way. Because the themes that are connected with the number two are that it's a feminine energy. It's a girly girl kind of energy. It is sensitive and intuitive. It will compromise win-win situations. Very sensitive. It is open to receive information, but do not walk all over me, because I am not a victim. It is very patient. It is very loving. And it wants everybody to be happy. It's very cooperative. So the average number, which is one, you should have one letter in your birth name, a B, a K, a T, whatever. Says that you have tact, you have diplomacy, you know how to cooperate. And the average person has a natural desire to kind of be in partnerships and associate with other people. So there's courtesy, there's good manners, there's general helpfulness. If you have a lot of twos, though, now, I don't get too excited when I do a reading for my clients if they have one, maybe two letters in their birth name that equate to the number two. But I tell you that I have some clients over the course of my career that have a whole bunch of twos. And this says that you are extremely sensitive. You really desire companionship. It's kind of a Libra sort of thing. To the point that you desire companionship and partnerships so much that you are codependent coming into this lifetime in your suitcase. And you give your power away just to have that partnership. Just to be codependent, just to have somebody like you. a lot of twos and a birth name. 3, 4, 5. Trust me, folks. I have clients who have this. Not only are they codependent in relationships, possibly, I need my partner. This is what makes me feel good about myself. I want this. I want this. But they also can have an interest in history. They're very adaptable. But bottom line, the number two has to do with fear. The numbers 2 and 7 have to do with fear. And so all those twos indicate on some level there's an inner fear within that being that I'm reading for of people, even though they like them. But there's a fear. And they're unhappy when their spiritual faith is denied. Also, the number two, a lot of twos in a birth name coming in here, indicates musical abilities. It indicates intense sensitivity that makes them very psychic, very aware of this side of the issue and that side of the issue, which then leads to the negative that says they can be very manipulative. They'll play two ends against the middle. It also indicates sometimes when I'm reading for a man that the man has come in here with a lot of feminine sensitivities, and in this lifetime, he is a gay man. It is one of the indications of a gay temperament, a homosexual gay temperament. And so, okay, maybe you don't have any twos in your birth name, any B's, any K's, any T's. It says you lack everything that I've just talked about. You lack cooperation. You lack wanting to deal with people. You lack the energy of feeling to be a mother or a father to protect your family in some fashion. It's not a bad thing. It's just a learning curve. And it is very important that the number two, among other codes that are found in the birth name, it's very important that you developed the feminine insight, intuitiveness, that is the gateway to your spirituality. Because spirit comes through the solar plexus. Spirit comes through the inner knowingness. And if you don't have the sensitivity to pick it up, like if your antenna dish isn't up and working, thank you very much, then if you don't have that, there's a fear, there's a timidity, there's a lack of self-confidence, there's a lack of deep knowing, if you will. And so the two challenge says that it's important for you to feel. In a nutshell, feel. The number two is one of the mother codes, as I have told you already. The number two and the number six, which we'll talk about in June. The number six. The number two is about partnerships. Yes. It is about agreements, yes. It is about sensitivity, yes. Let's just talk about it as the mother vibration. I told you in one of my previous shows that I was talking about those souls that are born in October and especially in November, who are Scorpios. Their mother is the most important player in this lifetime, good, bad, or indifferent. I had a client years ago who was born in November, who was a Scorpio, whose mother abandoned her sons, went off with a Navy merchant marine kind of guy, and left her boys with nothing to eat in the apartment. All they had was cans of cranberry sauce. They had no access to food. And those men spent their entire lives looking for a mother energy in their relationships to provide for them, to care for them, to nurture them. I tell you, folks, I hear so many stories, and I just need to stay as neutral and detached as I can. But on the other side, in a non-human form, elephants are famous for being wonderful mothers. Now, we have fabulous females and males that have wonderful mother energies. And no way am I going to disparage them. But years ago, on, I suppose, the Animal Planet Network thingy on television, I saw a show that I never forgot. And it was about elephants. Elephants are famous for being wonderful mothers to their babies. Program talked about a mother elephant who had a teenage daughter elephant, and then she had a baby elephant, a little boy elephant. And, you know, I'm not an expert on elephants, but it seems as though that all the mothers kind of stick together in a herd, and all their babies, and they nurture each other, and they are like nursemaids to other elephants, babies, and whatever. It's like one big happy family of girls. Where the guys go, I have not a clue. I think they take off and do their own thing. And have we not heard that before? What can I say? This particular story was focusing on this mother elephant who had a teenage daughter elephant and then this little baby boy elephant in the herd of all these mothers and babies and whatever. The baby boy, when he was born, his front feet, and you know, they're not feet, and they're not paws, and I don't know what they're called, but the first knuckle of his front feet were bent under him. And therefore, they were not flat on the ground. He could not walk properly. He could not travel with the herd of the girls and the mothers properly. And therefore, the mother who was protecting her baby boy, the number two of motherhood, of sensitivity, of caring, of partnerships, she would not leave her baby boy as the rest of the herd moved on. And it is dangerous for the elephants to be isolated all by themselves because I suppose of lions and everybody else that's in the jungle that will attack them because they're all by themselves. She would not leave her baby boy. The rest of the herd moved on. It's like, whatever, you know, not my issue. Thank you very much. And even her teenage daughter elephant, eventually left her and moved on with the herd. But this mama elephant would not leave her baby boy. And the elephant, the little baby boy, his paws, I'm sure there's a technical, his front joints were bent under him. He could not really walk with the rest of the herd. But she would not leave. She was loyal. She just knew that somehow as a mother, if she stayed, if she nurtured, if she talked, if she cared, if she caressed, if she stuck with this baby boy elephant, there would be a change. And the animal planet absolutely videotaped all of this. Everybody left this mother elephant and her baby boy. And one day, one little paw stood up straight. The other paw eventually stood up straight. He could stand flat-footed on all four of those paws. And she nuzzled him, and she caressed him. It was like, good job. I know you could do it. Isn't that a lesson for us? That when the chips are down, if we are loyal, if we stick with, if we just care enough, if we nurture enough without hurting ourselves, that baby boy, his paws eventually got on all fours. They showed on the food on the animal planet, her trunk was like waving all around in celebration. And she's hooting and hollering and carrying on. And took off. And they rejoined the herd. And they were safe. And between you and I would have loved to have been there when she had a few words with her teenage daughter. You know what I mean? That is the number two. That is motherhood. That is staying with, not abandoning. Because those souls that do not have the number two in their toolbox, in their suitcase coming in here, frequently, subconsciously, we'll have abandonment issues. That their mother did not love them, gave up on them, did not persevere with them, was self-centered, left them only with cans, metaphorically, of cranberry sauce. The number two is powerful. The number two is powerful. If the number two is your birthday number, the actual day that you were born, it indicates your temperament. It indicates your personality. And so if your birthday number is a plain old, simple number two, it indicates as a temperament, as a personality. And these codes are important for you to know. They may not be yours. They may be your partner's. It may be one of your children. It may be someone at work that you are impatient with, because this is a slow-moving vibration. It's a turtle. And it is an energy that says, give me the information, let me digest it, and then I will act on it. It is not, generally speaking, a high mental vibration. thinking. Okay, fine. Flash fire, whatever. It can be very Aquarian. It can be very Pisces. It can also be kind of Gemini, although Gemini is more the number three, which we'll talk about in December. And therefore, outside people need patience. They need to allow the person, present the information, present the details. They're good at this. They can grasp this. Allow it to digest and allow it to evolve. So anyone who has a number two birthday number, very emotional, sensitive, kind of a friendly sort of person, yeah, wants everybody to be happy. Can be musical, very diplomatic, and analytical. If it is your life lesson to learn to be like, everything I have just said applies to you when you add your month and year of birth. Now, we're not going to get political here, although politics is one of my hobbies, tell you that President Obama, his life lesson is the number two. And so he is not someone who is a warrior. He is someone who tries to be diplomatic, number two, and analyzes, details up the yin-yang. Little compassion there. We're not doing politics here, but knowing that about him, because I've analyzed all these people and I am going to start to analyze all the, numerologically analyze all the people who are running for president now, but very analytical, very detail oriented, and this can really stop a lot of people. They have too many details, too many, and they don't make decisions. They really, anyone who has a two birthday number, now he was born on the 4th, but his life lesson to learn to be like, and the pendulum can go either way, too much or too little, is a 2. But if a person's birthday number, their temperament, their personality, they really need to avoid periodic moods of depression. Victim. There are no victims. You know how I'm always saying that. And they need to avoid becoming doormats to other people. So what if your birthday number is the number 11? Now, the number 11, and we're going to be talking more about that in future shows, the number 11 is a master number only taken on by old souls. Old PhDs of spirituality, grandmas and grandpas, who have volunteered to come into humanity, teachers, as light workers, to be of service. The number 11, if it's your birthday number or your lesson to learn, is a master number. It is about psychic ability. It is about intuitiveness. It is about fluctuating up and down, in what you want, in your emotions. It can make your companions and your friends a little crazy because it's not the most grounded, practical, pragmatic energy in the whole world. It is not. It is like a wonderful sparkler, fireworks that's always going off. It's very electric. It has like La La Land, star-like personality, very dramatic in their ideas and their actions. And I want this and then this. The number 11 temperament loves to be on stage. Sarah Palin, hello, can we talk? Has the number 11 birthday number. That girl will do everything she possibly can to stay in the news. loves to be on stage. And when she goes to talk for groups, it's electric. There's magnetic abilities around her. She just draws them in. The number 11 is magnetic. It's electric. It's dramatic. They have these ideas, not always practical, not always functional, but they're idea people. They get a connection to the spirit world. Not practical, not a lot of common sense, not a lot of A to B, B to C. They're like little clouds holding a little cloud in your hand, but they generate energies in other people and motivate other people. So they can be really high strung. They should live around water. Fountain in the house, shower, listening to CDs, water, 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 connected to the number 11 too. They can be very extreme in their views. Case in point, the person I just talked to you about. And know that they can be dreamers instead of doers. The do is the number 4 and the number 8. The dreamer is the number 2, the number 11. I got this idea. And it's very normal because they are of a very high vibration that is connected to the spirit world where all creativity is. So they need to surround themselves with people who keep them organized, who help them clean a house, who help them keep their finances in order. The 11 twos that I know are usually a little sloppy-doppy people. They don't hang their clothes up. They put them on the ground. They don't wash the dishes. They wash, let someone else do it. They can be a little sloppy-doppy people. Not everyone, but many. Because they're not grounded. A little hematite in their pockets would help a great deal. The number 20 has that zero that I talked to you about. That zero, that supercharge, Duggo battery that supercharges numbers, whatever it's attached to. So the number 20, if it's your birthday, is very diplomatic, a peacemaker. Again, wants everybody to be happy. It loves its friends and family and music. Now, here we have someone, because of that zero, who can be very analytical, very knowledgeable. Don't ask them to get up and talk in front of people. They work better on paper to write down their information, if you will. Wherever any kind of details are needed, you see a lot of the detective shows, they have a whiteboard or a clear board, and they'll write down the details to get it out of their head into the practical real world. Write on paper. Journal. Put your thoughts down. Put your doodles down. Put it down on paper. Get it out of your higher self into the real world. They're really good, anyone who has a birthday number of a 20, in small businesses. Or maybe some corporate environments that kind of protect them in a bit. I don't think the big GEs and all of that sort of thing. No smaller things. So what they really need to avoid is being used and abused by other people or allowing their deep moods. They can be a little moody. This number 2 is a moody blues. The number of moodiness, which is all fear-based, ego-based. Ego is control. Based. The moodiness The fear comes from control issues. They need to allow and not be afraid. Kind of get a little attitude of like, whatever. What is, be very zen about things. But more importantly, they need to step up and learn to stick up for themselves. No. Set boundaries. This is not working for me. I don't feel comfortable for this, because the number two is about balance. And when it's out of balance, temperament-wise, energy-wise, whatever, you set yourself up to be a victim. Walked all over like a doorstop. And people will recognize on a soul level that they can manipulate and get over on you, and they will chew you up and spit you out. The number 29, which adds to an 11, which adds to a 2, is also a master number. That 9 in there says, however, very adaptable. The number 9 is very creative. Loves theater. Loves being in the public. It's an energy that, you know, does indeed have its up and down mood swings. Has its moody blues. But it can really become prosperous. And if the number 29 is the year that you're in, or your lesson to be learned, or the lane of life that you're in, these are all technical things which I really can't teach you over the radio. But I do find in the readings that I do for you, the number 9 can become very, 29. Can become very prosperous in working before the public, in using their idealism to move humanity forward, to work in dramatics, theater, politics, teaching, and writing, inspirational writing. Creativity in order to serve humanity. They need to be sure again to stick up for themselves and to avoid any kind of erratic tendencies. The number 11 is very electrical. When it is an influence in your life, it is an energy that says, get your dancing shoes on, because you will be tap dancing. It is a very high-strung, fidgety vibration. The number 11, too, particularly. The B, the K, and the T are in your first letters of your first name. The B represents emotions. If your name is Betsy or Bertha or whatever, very sympathetic and friendly and very hospitable and loves domesticity and peace and quiet. It's not a wild and crazy vibration. The feminine B has a very motherly nature. That's why I talked to you about that beautiful elephant story. And its male counterpart has a great love of nature and the country life. It loves marriage and it loves partnerships. The first letter of your first name is called a keystone vibration, and it indicates your attitude towards life this time around. The letter K, strong, represents extremes. Enduring and lasting and steady. It is very multi-sided, very diverse, very emotional, very inventive, very idealistic. Can be a wonderful leader and command whatever it wants to command. It is kind of a sort of a little look at me, I'm Sandra Day. The letter T, like Thomas any other name that starts, Timothy, it starts with a T. It represents growth, movement, activity, restlessness, leadership, control, style, hello. It indicates fashion and production. It loves growth and building and increase. Can be very pious, very spiritual, if you will. And so the number two has so many ramifications that we will talk about all throughout the month of November. I have so many pieces of information scheduled for you. Go to my websites, ElizabethSummers.com, The Magical World of Numbers. There's a black bar. Check out numerology readings and decide how I may serve you, how I may help you, and call me, email me, let me know how I may help you. I'm also a medium, which we will be talking about. I love connecting to the spirit world, your loved ones. I do not do predictions with my medium work. I am the middle person between your loved ones who are in the spirit world, who show up in my office, and any of you listening who have had readings with me, no, they just show up in my office, invited or not invited. What can I say? But I love that work because it brings peace to the person that I'm the medium for, the middle person for. I have a blog on those websites that I am posting many, 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 many articles, books to read, information for your spiritual growth. And go to my Facebooks. One is called Summers Numerology. The other one is called The Magical World of Numbers. And then I also have my private one where I post a lot of information too. My intention is to share with you whatever I know. Whatever I know. Whatever I know. I want to share with you every which way but loose. My radio show, my newsletters, sign up for my newsletters on my websites. Sign up for my Facebook. Like me. Hit that thumbs up. That thumbs up. For some reason, that's important to Facebook. Okay, fine. And email me. I am always here for you every week. I think about you all the time. What can I share with you tonight? And so know that. Until we meet next time, I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers. ¶¶